Jessica Berlin, Galway United goalkeeper. Just after a game against Shelburne, not maybe the outcome you'd have wanted.
Yeah, a little rough game, you know, for our team. Not the best streak that we're on, but you know, we can snap out of it. We can get together and, you know, do our best to keep moving on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you had a good run, 6-match unbeaten run, you know, up to about a month ago. Obviously, mm-hmm. That's a 3-match losing streak. But I suppose that's football. You have to take situations like that.
Yeah, it's a long season. You know, we have games up until November, I believe. We play every team twice. We get to really get together as a team. You know, sometimes if you get down, you can always get back out.
Now, obviously, you're a new signing for Galway United, and certainly from what we've seen, one of the most positive, it has to be said, you're a goalkeeper and impressive. Tell us how you ended up in Galway United, or if you ever heard of Galway before it.
Well, thank you. I finished college in the United States. I played 4 years for NC State, and then I did 2 years for Seattle University because of COVID and a redshirt year. And I wanted to keep playing when I was done. I knew I wanted to play professional soccer, so I put my name in the draft for the United States. And Phil reached out to me. So he reached out when I was looking to play professionally. We talked a little bit. It seemed like a really good fit. I haven't heard of the Irish League or much about Ireland. I knew, you know, little bits and pieces, but I've heard a lot of good things about Galway just as a city. And since coming here, I can definitely confirm all of it's very true. It's a really great country and a really cool league. I'm so excited to be a part of it.
I mean, obviously, Galway has a good reputation as a city. I'm sure the city is treating you well otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've had a great time. I've gotten a job here. I'm really enjoying just walking around the city. I actually have my own goalkeeper coach here with me today. He's just on vacation, and I'm going to go show him around the city a little bit after the game.
Okay, so you have one more game, of course, last year away in Sligo next weekend, and then
yes.
You have a little bit of a break.
Yes. Yeah, we really got to step it up for Sligo. It's going to be a big game for us. We got to focus all week. We're going to start training on Monday and get our head in the game for the next game.